President Obama hits the campaign trail tomorrow in Virginia. It's a bid to rescue the Democratic candidate for governor, Cree Deeds. A week before Election Day, Deeds is trailing in the polls. As NPR's Peter Overby reports, both parties are shoveling money into Virginia.
President Obama is doing his part in the other governor's race in New Jersey. He's already campaigned there, and he cut this bilingual TV ad.
I need you, every one of you, to vote on November 3rd. Voten por nuestro amigo John Corzine.
The president's also putting the touch on donors for the Democratic National Committee.
Please, everybody have a seat. Back to your salads.
That was a dinner in New York. At $30,400 per couple, it brought in $3 million for the DNC. We already know the committee has spent more than that on the Virginia governor's race, and the Republican National Committee is ahead of it. So here's the sweet thing for the party operatives. Not a single dollar that the national parties are sending down to the Virginia parties now, in the last month of the race, will be disclosed till after Election Day. Creating this loophole takes two sets of laws, federal and state. Lawyer Michael Toner used to be chair of the Federal Election Commission.
Under federal law, the RNC and the DNC can make unlimited transfers to their sister state parties under the McCain-Feingold law.
But Toner didn't say anything about contributions. Listen to it one more time.
Make unlimited transfers to their sister state parties.
So that's half the loophole. The other half is in state law. Virginia has strong rules on disclosure. Here's campaign finance lawyer James Lamb.
In Virginia, the state statute requires that the state party committees report any single contributions or loans of $10,000 or more within 3 business days.
So Lamb says contributions get disclosed. But remember Michael Toner. He said these contributions are transfers. And there you have the loophole for a party committee. As Lamb points out,
the state statute does not require that it report any transfers.
This means a lot to the candidates for governor and also for the national debate on campaign finance laws. Virginia's philosophy on campaign finance is the opposite of Washington's. Where the federal laws set prohibitions and limits, Virginia has no limits but full disclosure. The Republican nominee for governor, Bob McDonnell, explained Virginia's principles recently in a candidates' debate. And yes, politicians there really do refer to Thomas Jefferson as Mr.
We do believe that the First Amendment means what Mr. Jefferson said and that you have the right to be able to donate to the candidate of your choice in whatever amount. But you have full and regular disclosure.
Full and regular disclosure of contributions. For the party money raised in Washington, disclosure will come on November 20th. 17 days after the election. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.